Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 2174, an excerpt from the book, A Small If by Elijah Stacey. Welcome to Optimal Living Daily, the OLD podcast, where I read to you from some of the best articles I can find with permission from the authors, covering personal development or self-help, minimalism, anything I think will help you lead a more meaningful life and add some good thoughts for you every day. Occasionally, I read book excerpts, and that's the case today. So with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. An excerpt from the book, A Small If, by Elijah Stacey. I've shared a common bond with my brothers, Kai and Max, for all of our lives. We were all born with a rare disease called Duchenne muscular dystrophy. The disease causes a gradual but steady weakening of our muscles. Sadly, the condition is fatal, and we lost Max in 2019 due to complications from the disease at just 14 years old. Does that shared suffering make us any different than anybody else? Not really. That may sound a little strange, but as humans, we all experience suffering to some degree and in various forms. Some of us suffer from emotional problems. Others have financial concerns. Some, like Kai, Max, and I, suffer from a medical condition. Unfortunately, there's a wide spectrum of human suffering. In that way, suffering is part of humanity. Here's the silver lining to our common strife. We can all use our suffering to strengthen our character, adapt to challenges, and help others. The problem lies with our perception of suffering. Instead of looking at it with self-pity or sorrow, we need to view it as an opportunity to guide others by sharing our stories and lending our helping hands. Exercising virtues to overcome adversity. To begin to understand how to transform suffering into healing, we need to see how every challenge we face represents an opportunity to exercise virtue. When we experience pain, we exercise the virtue of endurance. When we stop ourselves from doing something unhealthy, like eating a donut, we exercise discipline. When someone makes fun of us, we exercise patience by not firing back at them with equally hurtful sentiments. When Max passed away, I needed to call upon my wisdom and courage to help my family and me cope with the loss. We all did. I know for a fact that experience of tremendous sadness has made me a stronger person. It's a horrible silver lining, but it is something I can use. This is just one example, however. We can all call upon virtues in times of great need. A nice side effect of exercising virtues to overcome adversity is that we develop more confidence in ourselves. We start to believe that we can defeat any obstacle when it comes our way. As Paul of Tarsus said, quote, "We know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope." Romans chapter 5, verses 3-4. Exercising virtues of strong character is a great way to overcome adversity. To truly transform suffering, we also need to learn how to adapt to challenges. Learning to adapt. When I was losing my ability to walk as a child and transitioning into my wheelchair, I learned that I had to adapt to whatever life threw at me. My suffering made me better prepared for future obstacles that will inevitably occur. I learned that in order to survive in this world, adaptation is key. This isn't a unique scenario to me. If someone tries to bring us down like a bad boss or a cynical acquaintance, we have options. We can prove them wrong by rising above their criticism or even confront them directly to get the negativity cleared out of our personal space. Another common form of suffering today comes from financial concerns. Amid a global pandemic and an unpredictable economy, paychecks are being cut and jobs have been lost worldwide. When that happens, we need to adapt our lifestyles or get inspired to find a better job or a fresh new career with hope and promise for a better future. When given an undesirable medical diagnosis, adaptation might mean eating better, following a doctor's advice, exercising more often, rehabbing with physical therapy, sleeping better, or other items to enhance personal well-being. Adapting to adversity in any form is key. We must figure out what is in our control and do everything we can to make the situation better. Once we understand how to overcome our own challenges, we can help others to transform their suffering into healing. Transform suffering into healing. Some of us have experienced childhood with divorced parents. Later in life, we can leverage that experience to help other kids going through the same challenges. By sharing our story, they feel less lonely and also learn how to cope better with having a drastically altered living situation and family environment. Divorce is just one example. Once we overcome adversity in any form and/or learn to adapt to challenges, we have the ability to transform suffering into healing for others in all kinds of ways. The simple act of sharing our story and listening to the concerns and thoughts of others going through something similar can be a tremendously cathartic and human experience for both parties. One of my current missions to leverage my suffering is by serving as a role model for my younger brother, Kai. Hopefully, I can help him through some of his difficult times by sharing how I've dealt with them in the past. Life isn't easy with something like DMD, but I know I can make it a little less painful by listening to his problems and helping him to find solutions whenever I can. Better yet, maybe my nonprofit, DestroyDuchenne.org, will complete the cure for both of us. Suffering isn't unique to anyone. In fact, suffering can unite us all. Whatever has caused you pain, whatever challenges you've overcome, whatever adversity you've conquered, share your story with someone who needs to hear it. Let the healing begin. You just listened to an excerpt from the book, A Small If by Elijah Stacey. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Elijah. Elijah Stacey is the founder of the nonprofit Destroy Duchenne, which you just heard, and he started it at the age of 15. He is determined to advance gene editing and gene therapy to save his life, his brother's life, and the lives of thousands of people around the globe who have been diagnosed with Duchenne, that's muscular dystrophy. He regularly accepts public speaking engagements and interviews, sharing his story with organizations and companies and students worldwide. Get in touch with Elijah at elijahstacey.com. You can find the book, A Small If, on Amazon. It's a powerful message in this episode. I definitely take for granted things like walking or being able to use my muscles as intended. And hearing stories like this, how someone has had to go through something so difficult like this, can really make a difference in our lives and inspire us to think how we can help someone else. There was an episode on my brother's podcast, Optimal Health Daily, from the website Blue Zones, that talked about how research shows that happiness comes when we take the focus off ourselves and help someone else. That was episode 1543 of Optimal Health Daily. I'd recommend that one. And that's the same message here. What struggles have we faced that we can help others either not face or understand better how to face in the future? We can do life-changing things for other people if we can answer that simple question. So do think about that today. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.